Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, we're back. It's a Monday. It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. No Zach. What is going on with Zach today, Shannon? I got a text from him at 10:15 p.m. saying that he is sick.
Yeah, that's all I also got.
What does that mean?
I hope not corona.
Can you find out?
Yeah.
Because I need a new co-host. In that case, would this be an audition today? Who knows? Tweet at me. Who do you want as the new co-host of the Real Ass Podcast? Should Zach D'Amico meet an early demise? There's a chance of this. Zach is not healthy. If you've ever had a conversation with Zach, you will realize that he gets out of breath before his sentence is over. It's a lot, okay? But he's one of the funniest in the world, one of the quickest, okay? Minded, quickest minded, not quick in the body. Zach watched me and Big J be attacked by an audience member and did nothing. Did nothing about it. This type of friend he is. Find out if he has coronavirus. I hope he doesn't. We're waiting on Chris from Brooklyn, officially the co-host of today's show. He's running a little bit late. That's okay. We're starting a little bit late. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. We have two incredible white guests, as always. I'm not even positive that both these guys are white. Both of them could be non-white. We're going to get into it. Luke Tuma's here. Ian Hunt is here. Luke Tuma, are you white?
I'm Sicilian and Lebanese, so very fringe.
No, no, that's not white. That is Sicilian and Lebanese. I mean, that is a double N-word, as they say in some cultures. Yeah. Think that that's white? In what world are you white?
I think I present white.
You do present white.
Yeah.
But so. you present mud-blooded.
Yeah. I choose what I want to be in the scenario. If it's better to be white, then I'll be white. And if it's better to be like kind of Puerto Rican or something, I'll just decide to be that.
You show white, but you also, it's like somebody in your family did something that nobody knows about somewhere down the line. You always see those people.
Yeah.
You're like, there's like a white family. You got nappy hair somehow. I have no idea.
Yeah, someone's lying.
Yeah, somebody's lying to somebody. Luke Tim's here, very excited. Also, Ian Hunt is here. Ian, you probably are white.
I'm white.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yep. Hell yeah, dude. Fucking real ass, dude. Hold on.
Boom shakalaka!
Came out with some fucking whiteness right away.
Yeah, man.
I dig it, dude. Ian Hunt, you're very funny. Was going to be at Skankfest this past year, but it was canceled and moved. But hopefully you will still be joining us.
Yeah, I'm there.
At the end of March 2021. Skankfest.net is the website, guys. Tickets, people are asking me right now, when are tickets going back on sale for Skankfest? Not yet. Not yet. Probably sometime December. We got to make sure the society opens back up the way that we want it to. But fuck it. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy time. Make sure you get your tickets. When they do become available, you should be following everyone on social media. Let's get plugs out of the way real quick. Let's just get it done before even Christian Brooklyn gets here. And then we got a great show planned. What a show. Look at these fucking notes. You guys are noting the fuck out of me today. I'm going to train after this. It'll be a whole day. All right, plugs real quick. Ian Hunt, what do you got to plug, my brother?
I got a podcast called Suicide Pact. Check that out. You can follow me on Twitter, iHunt. That's it.
Hell yeah. Luke.
Luke Tuma podcast, spelled the same way as my name. Just listen to that wherever you listen to your podcast.
Love it. T-O-U-M-A.
T-O-U-M-A.
Fuck yeah, dude. Very cool. What do I got coming up? Obviously, support Gas Digital. GasDigitalNetwork.com. is the website. You guys can get access to every single podcast that I do. The entire On Demand libraries for the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me Podcast. We have 23 incredible shows here on the network that you can't find anywhere else. You can get the latest 15 episodes on iTunes and YouTube, but if you guys want access to the entire On Demand library, over 9,000 hours of uncensored content at your fingertips, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Members also get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is incredible. I'm going to be going to the Racist Live Chat throughout today's show. Very engaged. You guys also get access, early access on all episodes. So pre-release on all episodes, the entire On Demand libraries, uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes. People hate fucking listening to ads. Stop bitching. Pay a little bit of a premium service fee, and then you don't got to listen to ads. Use the promo code RAP when you check out. That's going to get you a 14-day free trial. It's going to save you $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month to get access to everything. I like these $5, $10 Patreons like a psychopath. One podcast, you get a fucking bonus show. Suck my balls. I mean, shit. Okay. What else, guys? iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to, whether it's a good or a bad review. That it's very important. We do not buy good reviews. You could fucking hate us, you still get a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. Also, my YouTube channel, my brand new YouTube channel, has been killing it. Go subscribe, Luis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube. My new web series presented by Yo Kratom. Shout out to Yo Kratom for sponsoring my entire fight camp, Luis J. Gomez Fight Journal. You get to watch an inside look at my journey back to being in shape, my journey to fight Jason Ellis at Ellis Mania 20, hopefully sometime early January, February 2021. It's going to be a big fucking year for the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, so you guys should be tuning in with bated breath. Anything else, Shannon? What do you got to plug? The thing is, ding?
Yeah, and follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs.
Hell yeah. Look at that. Just plugging it all. We're crushing it, guys. We're so good. All right, thank you. Dylan, let me make this very clear. You don't decide who's Real Ass Dude of the Week. He put in notes, and he goes, Real Ass Dude of the Week, this guy. And I was like, you don't fucking decide. I decide in the moment, okay? What is this story? A DoorDash driver gets confronted after getting caught eating a customer's food. Let's see. Let's see the video. Is this video? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Is this guy Real Ass Dude of the Week worthy? We're going to let our guests decide, maybe. Ian and Luke, but Dylan, you don't just put it in the notes. You let me be inspired, okay? So here it is. DoorDash driver gets out. He's a big fat guy. Oh, he's hungry.
He's checking.
He's hungry. Oh, dude, he didn't even eat it in the car. What?
Dude, is he eating it in front of the house?
What a fat idiot.
Is it just fries, though? That's fine.
I love how he's eating it.
This is where he's supposed to deliver.
There's no way this is real. This has to be fake. Because the way he's eating it and the way he's looking around, and he's still eating it while after he rang the doorbell.
Yeah. That's the real ass dude right there.
Uh-oh. Wait for it.
Uh-oh.
Oh! Oh! There we go.
That's fake as shit, though.
Is that a chick or a guy?
That's a dude.
Is that a guy? Oh, he's got that white chick. Why is she? He definitely dressed her. He dressed her the same way, like, black guys dress their apartment, make their decorate their apartments like with African Nubian shit.
Yeah.
Like, he dressed her like Cleopatra. Why? I don't know if I believe that. I might be calling bullshit on this entire video.
Yeah, I definitely. Who? Nobody has balls. That guy's got some crazy balls. He's the realest ass dude ever. If he's eating the guy's food on his doorstep and then throws the drink on him for calling him out for it.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying about him being a real ass dude, Dylan. It's pretty real ass to eat somebody's french fries and then when you call down on it, attack them physically.
Right? How do you afford a doorbell camera, but you got like a. The screen door's off the hinges.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're
like,
garbage people.
Your priorities are all out of whack.
Yeah, I mean, he's wearing a Mahomes jersey. They're probably in Kansas City. It's a rough
place. Par for the course.
I don't know. I don't buy that whole thing happened. Neither does Shannon. She's shaking her head no. Can I tell you why? Can I tell you? Chris, come on in, buddy. Chris from Brooklyn is here. High Society Radio. Chris from Brooklyn looking like a fucking snack. This guy has gotten in shape. Out of nowhere. It's just, his biceps were popping. Went to Six Flags on Saturday. His fucking... Holy shit, dude. Looking good, Chris. Fucking beast. There we go. Get him a microphone. Get him some headphones. Show him the video again real quick, Chris. Let me get your opinion on this. Dylan's saying this guy's real ass dude of the week. This is a DoorDash driver who... You'll see what happens. Real quick. Let's play it one more time. Play it back for Chris. He just got here. So you see this DoorDash driver gets out. And he approaches the door. I apologize for people that are watching this again, but we got to get into this.
Is he just eating the food because he's a fat black guy?
Yeah.
That's fucking fantastic.
I mean, I don't know if that's why. I don't know if maybe he's a fat black guy because he eats all the food. Who knows?
Yeah.
Is that Piz
Martinez? Chicken and the egg situation.
It's Jimmy Martinez. So,
oh, it's supposed to be contactless, right? So he's like 6 feet.
Supposed to be contactless. He's.
That's your food.
Oh.
Yeah, this whole part here, this seems like overacting.
What'd he say?
To my fucking Pat Mahomes jersey. Dude, this is fake.
It's fake.
It's definitely fake.
It's fake.
That guy who... Dude, he would punch him in the face.
Yeah, they're trying to go viral, right? Yeah. So here's the thing. The acting is really bad. When he's approaching the door and eating the food, he's acting like how... Like, I'm a bad actor. That's how I would act. Like, you pretend you're eating somebody's food and you don't want them to catch you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so bad. Then the second thing, the guy comes out and he's like, "Yo, why are you eating my food?" It's like, first of all, how would he see him eating his food? Like, how would he know? How would he's
he
watching,
sitting
he's
and watching
the door.
Doorbell.
That's sort of crazy.
Yeah.
And then the guy gets in his face. He's ready to throw hands. You know, if somebody throws, anybody who's been into a physical confrontation, you know, especially in the fucking hood where it's like that, they're up in each other's face like that. That thing gets thrown. He's not going. Whoa.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he literally he like wiped his eyebrows off. He's like, "My Pat Mahomes jersey." Yeah. Like, no hood dude is saying
he
that.
He knows where the camera is. Yeah, he's like, you know,
he's already in his face. He's getting some punches.
The fact that they're supposed to be hood and he's wearing a Pat Mahomes jersey.
I know, right?
At the beginning. Yeah, he did. He wrestling sold it, right? Like, he went back like it was the green mist from a Japanese guy.
Yeah, he sold it to the camera. He worked the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was completely fake. That should be called bullshit. Dylan, you are a loser. I can't believe you're going to give that. This is why. This, by the way, if I want to point out really quickly why we do not allow anybody just to give out real ass dude of the week all willy nilly. It's because Dylan can't even recognize a fake ass dude.
There's nothing real about it.
It's a fake ass dude right there in front of your fucking face, dude. Fake ass dude of the week right there. In fact, new segment,
oh
Dylan, is you have to find obviously fake videos, and we're going to figure out if they're real or fake, and we're going to award the fake ass dude of the week. Okay.
Can you get somebody animate a caricature of Dylan with like balloon head hair, a little staticky.
Yeah, that was not very real ass, Dylan. Sorry.
Also, the dude turned around to like face the camera. You could tell he's like an aspiring actor because he like wants to get FaceTime on camera.
Terrible.
He like turned around. He's like, "My Mahomes jersey."
Yeah. That either way, no matter what way you want to slice it, that white chick is a disgrace to her family.
That was a black chick in a wig. Hold on, that was a black chick in a wig.
I don't think she was white.
That was a white chick.
I don't think so.
I saw a white chick there. Are you kidding me? Let me see. Go back. Was that a black chick in a wig?
I think that was a black
chick
in a wig.
You gotta watch the end.
No, look at those white arms, dog. You can see her tattoo. Black people, you can't see their tattoos. It looks like
dude. Her family's so mad at her.
I thought it was a light skinned black chick.
No.
Wait till the very end.
Let's see. Let's see.
Also, there's nothing in the bag.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a white chick.
That's a white chick, dude.
That's a white chick.
Hit play.
That's not like a Cardi B.
No, that's like a white chick with a spray tan.
Come on.
See?
White girls never have that hair swoop.
That's true.
The part.
She could be Puerto Rican, guys. We could all be right.
Yeah. Either way, her parents are pissed.
Yeah, her parents are not happy. She did not make any good choices. Either she's with a guy who just got fucking chumped and got Diet Coked in his face and didn't do shit about it. Or they're making whack-ass fucking wannabe fake fucking viral videos.
Her parents are like, "You're dating black guys and you're in Instagram sketches."
This is terrible. Get on TikTok, bitch. All right. Well, yeah, not real ass. We went to Six Flags on Saturday. What'd you think, Chris?
I had a good time. This is the first time I was in Six Flags for like over 10 years.
Yeah. Six Flags is so much fun. I'm bringing my son back tomorrow.
Really?
Six Flags twice
in
1 week.
You're just trying to catch COVID.
Yeah. I told him about it. He got really excited. He's very, very pumped.
He was upset because Alex is only slightly taller than him to ride the rides.
It's true. I'm a little bit concerned with him freaking out. I'm going to buy a flash pass. We brought the whole crew and then we got there and they price gouged on the flash passes. So they're $125 now. So I was like, guys, we can't spend an extra $2,000 at Six Flags today. I'm sorry. And not one person said, "Hey, what if we all split it? What if we split it with you, Lewis?" I'm like, "Oh, fine, I'll spend $1,000. Nobody. Everyone's like, "Cool, no big deal." That's why I didn't even feel bad. I could have been convinced to buy the flash passes for the entire group. Let me just say this. I could have easily been convinced to buy the flash passes, but the lack of fucking caring for those flash passes when I said, "Oh, guys, $2,000. Everyone was like, "Ah, no big deal. Who cares?" I was like, all right, well, fuck it. We're not getting flash passes. We're going to ride four rides today.
You wanted the you wanted them. Oh, you kept looking over
so
like,
I wanted
guys,
so...
it's 120.
I just wanted somebody to push me into
it. Yeah. Every time.
I wanted somebody to just give me a little bit of a push, just but nobody gave me anything. I was like, all right, guys, well, I guess nobody wants a flash pass.
You were being so nice and paying for all of us to go to Six Flags.
I know, but you should have taken advantage. It was goddamn garbage. What's the point of fucking...
Yeah, but you would have bought three flash passes for no reason because me, Joey, and Brian's chicks went on no rides.
Yeah, it was in infuriating that they even wasted the money on the tickets.
We went on the teacups with them.
Yeah, it was pretty infuriating. But so look, I'm going tomorrow again with James, but we're getting the flash passes. But if I spend $200 on him to go to Six Flags and he doesn't ride any rides, I'm gonna start hitting him.
That's good.
Now's the time. It's yeah. Like he's gonna be afraid of something.
I think he's gonna ride the rides too. He's like doing research on every roller coaster.
Oh yeah. Well, we've gone on the website now. He knows how fast each one goes, how tall each one is. You know how long it's been around. He's retarded. My son's actually a retarded child.
Oh, wait, this is his trains? Roller coasters?
Yeah. Yeah. He thinks these are fast trains, and he's very very excited about the fact.
He seemed like the opposite of retarded. It was like creeping me out. He was like a tiny adult. He like knew the ins and outs of like the specs of every roller coaster. I was like, this kid's smarter than me. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, he's a very smart kid. Very very well adjusted. I have no idea how it happened. His mother must be doing like
Eddie.
Extra good work. Eddie,
he's really good.
It's all Eddie.
Yeah, you know they're as good at parenting as they are at sports when they don't go after the cigarettes. You know.
What's the first time you went on a large roller coaster? Do you remember?
It was at Six Flags when I was like 12 or something.
Oh, you were 12.
I think it was Batman the Ride was the first
one.
He's
7, and that's the first one he wants to ride is Batman the Ride.
Yeah, I think that's a good intro roller coaster too.
It's not too scary.
That King Dakar shit was insane.
King Dakar, can I just say this right now? A little bit overrated.
Yeah, but for a 7-year-old?
I built it up in my head for so long. Because years and years, every year I've gone to Six Flags Great Adventure, King Dakar is closed. And I try to get on this roller coaster every single year. And if you guys don't know King Dakar, you can pull up a little video on it or whatever. I don't know if it's the tallest and fastest roller coaster, but I think the spec is that it goes like the fastest in the shortest amount of time. It goes from 0 to 128 miles an hour in 3.5 seconds. And it's just one fucking shoot, up a loop, then down a loop, and that's the whole ride. But I've been afraid of this thing for years. God. You just show a shitty amateur photo of it instead of a video of it. Why not? Just thinking, you know, we have a fucking complete, you know, a medium where we can play videos. Why wouldn't we just pull up a fucking Google image search of it? I hate you.
Pull up a sketch.
Pull up the
it ends up being a fake video.
Pull up the one from Brian's phone.
Yeah, let's see. Did Brian take one? Oh, no, he almost got kicked off. That's right. Oh, dude, I'll tell that story in a second. So here, it goes from, like, you're just screaming at this point. But by the time you get up to the top and get all the way over here, you're just like, it's almost too steep. It's like, it doesn't even feel like the zero gravity. It's cool.
No, by the time you're here, you're like, oh, this is a roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
And how long do you have to stand in line for 8 seconds of a ride?
It was so long. This is why I got to do Flash Pass. My loser crew, they just took it on the fucking chin and stood in line.
We drank beers on the line.
It's the tallest and fastest roller coaster in North America.
Oh, in North America? Yeah, that ain't shit.
Oh, you think Paraguay has just a fucking giant roller coaster?
There's a suicide roller coaster where you kill yourself on it.
Yeah. Every time? What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know if they ever built it.
At Itchy and Scratchy Land?
Yeah. But like you go in a loop and it breaks your neck. Or you pass out and then it breaks your neck.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I don't think they ever built it. Yeah, there's an architect who created it.
So that's the way you die?
Yeah.
Yes.
I forget what country it's in.
Euthanasia coaster.
Yeah, there it is.
A hypothetical steel roller coaster designed to kill its passengers. In 2010, it was designed and made into a scale model by Lithuanian artist Holambras Urbanos. Why? It sends 24 people out and they all come back dead.
Where did he think this was going to get picked up by?
I like that it looks like a hangman's noose at the end.
Yeah. Right?
That's awesome. That like so it's just like it's art or was it?
I guess so, yeah. I think the idea is that you go so fast that you pass out and then one of those loops breaks your neck.
Just
yeah. So it would be fun.
What a way to go.
It would also be popular.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Think about how many people that want to kill themselves would be like, dude, I'll take roller coaster.
Right.
That is the absolute best way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd probably make good money.
Yeah, I would do that. That's the way I should just bring my entire family. Just that once. Yeah, that's terrifying. What's the first roller coaster you ever went on, Ian? Do you remember?
I don't remember the first one, but I live close to Cedar Point, and they had like the Magnum. That's probably like the first huge
condoms.
One. Yeah, it's awesome.
Those are condoms. Some guy fucked him. He was like, oh, it's a roller coaster. This is pretty incredible ride. It's painful.
It went upside down.
It was scary, but then it was fun.
What about you, Luke?
There's a place. I'm from Buffalo. There was a place called Fantasy Island that I went to. And they had a wooden roller coaster that I rode.
Those suck because your back, like your spine gets all fucked up.
It's another scary.
No, that was the Magnum
scary.
Once again.
Oh, right. I'm thinking of getting fucked in
yeah,
the
Yeah, you're
ass.
Thinking of getting fucked over and over again, dude. Yeah, your whole experience with roller coasters
dude, your back
fucked.
Is fucked up.
Your back
ass
is
hurts.
Fucked up, yeah.
Yeah. Bleeding.
It's a condom in your ass.
Yeah. The first roller coaster I was ever on was the Dragon Coaster at Rye Playland. Remember, didn't we try to rent out Rye Playland recently? What did we do at Rye Playland? We called them... We call it a terrorist attack. What did we do with them?
We should do that now.
Did we threaten their lives? What did we do with Rye Playland? I'm pretty sure we asked if we could rent one of their rides.
Just one ride?
God, I can't remember what it was. Yes, you wanted to rent just one ride. Maybe it was Skankfest last year or something.
Dude, and I called that bitch and they answered and yeah. she was trying to rent me this ride. It was great.
What ride?
I don't remember.
Was it just too expensive?
You were going to bring it to Skankfest?
It wasn't as expensive as you think. By the way, you can buy a roller coaster for way, like cheaper than you think. Look up purchase roller coaster. You can get one for like $25,000.
I believe the Logflume from Astroland sold for $30,000 on eBay.
You can buy a roller coaster. It's not that crazy. Like, dude, Joe Rogan should have multiple roller coasters.
Yeah, I don't understand.
This is what, like, Rogan's cool, but, you know.
But it's like a pinball machine. You don't want to ride the same one over and over again. Like,
yeah,
you have
but
a
think
pinball
about how fucking cool that is, dude. Like, look, nobody plays their own pool table, right? You have a pool table, so when people come over, you're like, oh, you want to get a game of pool in?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You get to go, oh, do you want to ride my roller coasters?
Yeah, you have like a deprivation tank and you don't have a Superman in your backyard?
Come on, fucking Rogan.
Deprivation tank's an hour, though. You got to kill time with these people. 8 minutes? How many times are they going to ride your roller coaster? Now you got, and then you got to judge
people.
If I
had Nitro in my backyard, nobody would ever come out of my backyard. It would just be over and over and over again.
Also, all the drugs Rogan does, he could try it on each new drug. He's
that
like,
is
I'm going to do DMT and get on. I'm going to do acid.
That's true.
How much is it to buy a roller coaster? Right, a small scale roller coaster.
Still, the ones that we're finding, they're saying call for quotes. So, 1 second.
Call him.
Yeah, we should call him.
I got a backyard now.
Lewis can haggle anybody down.
I can. By the way, Alex was almost kicked out of Six Flags, and I talked her back in. Alex was caught with drugs on the way into Six Flags in her bag, and then they were kicking her out, and then I walked over.
And then
over
they found
the
more in her pussy.
Yeah. I walked over there, and I said to the lady, I was like, look, come on. What are we doing here? She was like, all right, go get changed. She can come back in. And they put her name in at the end of the day because of me.
Yeah, they want money at this point.
It was
nobody's
also,
going. To
So everybody
places.
Working at Six Flags is definitely hot.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was also incredibly funny to watch both Lewis and Alex being lectured by like this tiny blonde girl who was probably 22.
Yeah. Alex was retarded. The whole trip was sort of retarded. Then what happened was we got on. Was it which ride was it that we almost got kicked off? Was it King Dakar?
Yeah, it was the first ride.
So we waited forever to get on King Dakar. And then Brian, what actually happened was these assholes started passing around a vape pen while they were on the ride. Okay, this is really what happened. I didn't even realize this. I thought Brian was being falsely accused of something. But Brian was actually doing way worse than they even accused him of.
No, he didn't take the vape pen. It was just Tom, Joey, and
Tom,
fucking
Joey,
Dylan.
And these assholes were passing around a vape pen on the back of King Dakar, right? They were about to go out. We waited forever to get on this ride. Right before we got on, they were about to stop launching the ride. Like, it was a whole to-do. King Dakar, there's like a curse for me to get on this fucking ride, okay? We get on it. We're on the ramp about to launch. And then they go, pull it back. And they pull it back in. And they pull Brian off the ride. And they're like, yeah, he's got a phone. They were just retarded. And they saw somebody with long hair, probably Joey, with something in his hand. But Brian was freaking out. He was like, I don't have a phone. I don't have a phone. And that became a thing where, like, it was all of our friends on one ride being like, come on, he doesn't have a phone.
There's 11 of us on this ride.
Yeah, and
he's actually got drugs.
They held it in the thing, and they were like, he's got to go down, you know, and show us that his phone's in. And then I started cursing at them somehow. I was like, come on. I was like, because you're fucking retarded ass, blind bitch, fucking... stupid ass fucking spotter saw something that wasn't there. She did. Completely saw drugs.
Yeah.
I was like, we got to kick my friend off the ride. And then this one guy named Steven, who was, I mean, maybe not a day over 16 years old.
Manicured eyebrows, though.
It
was Jersey.
5 foot five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They start early.
112 pounds. But this kid, this is like his fourth year working at Six Flags. He's a supervisor now. The confidence this kid had with me. He goes, "You going to talk to my coworkers that way? You. Out."
Wow.
That's what he did. And then I go, "Make me." And then he goes, "Oh, yeah?" And then he unbuckles my thing and pulls up the thing. And then I go like this. I cross my arms and go, I was like, "All right, move me, Steven." And then he looked at me. And we stared at each other for probably 3 seconds. And then I just watched all of his confidence deflate. Because he knew that this was going to be... I was shutting down King the Ka for the day. There was... Nobody was riding King the Ka. If I was getting off that roller coaster after waiting on that line, after not getting flash passes because of my fucking... my pussy-ass crew that didn't have the balls to fucking work flash passes out of me, I was shutting down King the Ka for the fucking day. It wasn't going off. Nobody else was getting King the Ka. And at that point, all the rest of the crowd was getting restless behind us. Like, everyone's waiting to get on the ride. So they started getting on our side. And then they started booing.
Really?
Yeah, they started booing the staff.
Well, to be fair, first they started booing us.
Yeah, that's what I...
Let's tell the story correctly. And then somebody smartly started a let them ride chant.
That was... that Dylan?
Yeah, it was either Dylan or Tom.
No, I looked over and I just see it going in. Also, you literally said out loud, you screamed, you go, "No one's riding this ride today if we're not riding." You said that out loud.
Oh, yeah.
You said
I wasn't kidding. I looked at the security guard, the manager, everybody. I was like, "Nobody's riding this ride if we're not riding." So just understand what you're dealing with. You could just... 8 seconds, we're gone. We're off to fucking Joker the ride, baby boy. You don't got to think about us ever again. 8 seconds, or it can be hell.
And
it can be like your longest day you've ever had at fucking Six Flags. I'm telling you right now, I really turn into a Puerto Rican in those moments.
I hear people just start yelling like, "Come on, like, let's go already." I just look over, I just go, "Let him on. Let..." And after that, it was within 10 seconds, Brian was back on the ride.
The thing is, they had it was less than a 20% chance. Any other person other than Lewis or Brian that they had said, "You off the ride," would have just been like, "All right,
I guess I gotta get off."
Anybody else?
And they picked the two worst.
They picked him, and then that just set him... like, no matter who got taken off the ride, he was gonna get set off, right? Yeah. So it was like...
I get very defensive over my friends, as you guys all know.
Yeah.
Would you have hit that child if he would have tried to forcibly remove you from the ride?
Was he a jacked little...
No, he was a dweeby little boy.
Yeah, he was a dweeb. He just had really nice eyebrows.
Really?
He was a dweeby little boy.
The eyebrows usually come with, like, triceps and shoulders.
I think they installed the eyebrows first, and then it's like Super Saiyan. It's like the hair, and then you get the muscles.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's level one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was... would I have hit the kid? Not that I would have hit him. He just wasn't getting me off the ride.
Mm-hmm. It's the kind of thing where you probably could have seriously hurt that kid if he was trying to get you up and then you just stood really fast. Yeah, like, "I was just getting up, like you told me to." And he would have hit his back of his head. I can't even
explain to you. Like, it was a little boy. I couldn't have hit him. But there was a security guard there also, you said, right? There was a big fat
and he's not
woman.
Doing shit.
It was a big fat
there was
woman.
A fat woman and a fat dude.
None of these people, like... The problem with security like that, when you hire security, you do not need a tiny boy, a fat woman, and a fat man. You need somebody who's going to be able to handle... a fucking savage.
The dude showed up with one of those grabber things that old people used to get cans down and shit.
I thought he was gonna like grab me by my collar or ear with the grabber, and I was like, "What are you? I'm going to literally put this in your ass if you come near me."
What
with
is that like?
That's
you're like, "Oh, we can't find anybody who's muscular. Like, fat will do."
Are you gonna give me a Tweety Bird off the top shelf? Like,
fat is probably worse than skinny and small. Like, you want somebody that's not gonna get out of breath after a minute. All you gotta do is fucking, you know, the security guards just fucking circle a little bit, lateral movement. Minute later, we're running the rides. Let's do whatever we want.
Welcome to Lewis World,
doggy. I'm telling you right now, it just wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. What would I have done, Chris? What would you have done? That little kid comes up, he says, "You're getting off the ride."
I would have probably done the same thing you did. I mean, if it was like me and my chick, I probably would have gotten up. But
with the whole crew?
Not with the whole crew. Couldn't have done it.
Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, imagine that that little kid bitched me out in front of my crew. Everyone would have quit. Nobody would have showed up for work again. I had to show.
If you would have gotten up and that kid would have just cracked his neck and just fucked you up.
Just fucking laid me out.
This would be Dylan's show. I would have came in to co-host Dylan's show.
No way. Yeah, I had to. See, I run Gas Digital very differently. I run it like the same way street gangs run their like criminal enterprises. I can't be physically outmatched.
Can we get a skateboard ramp like the Foot Clan?
I would love that.
If you show weakness, you have to be like Tony Soprano in that episode where he fucked up the like the big young guy. You know what I'm talking about?
I only watched two seasons of that.
He has like he has health problems and everybody sees him as weak. So the next day he comes in, picks out the biggest guy in his crew and just beats the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Then like throws up blood in the bathroom because he's you know, ill.
Yeah,
you have to do that.
That's what you're going to do to Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm I had a great time beyond that though. Beyond all the shenanigans. Oh, then at one point we tried to go buy like waters and sodas from like a thing.
It was right after that.
Yeah, and then it was right after that. Cuz everything happened with the first like hour at the park, we were just raising hell. And then right when we were about to buy, the register broke. This was crazy. This was like we were on something. I have no idea, because the register broke, and we were like, "Well, I guess we're just taking these." And the girl's like, "Well, you can't." We're like, "Well, I'm sorry. Fix your register." And we all just walked away. We bullied the Six Flags employee into stealing sodas, and we just all
Jesus Christ.
Now, mind you, this isn't regular Six Flags, right? Like, this was like Six Flags during pandemic. So the only people there besides us was like the hood. And every white person was wearing a hunting gaiter. You know what I mean? Like, it was that level of people in the park, and we were by far the worst behaved.
Yeah. Definitely. We were
several 40-year-old men and a couple of younger women.
All of the riffraff. All the riffraff was us.
Just bullying teenagers and stealing sodas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great, though. I had a great time. I'm going to go back there tomorrow with my son. I'm going to get jumped in front of my son now.
Yeah, go find that teen.
You're like, where your boys at? And they just fuck you up.
Dude, there's posters of you all over that. Dude, probably. Right,
that fat dude just gives you a colonoscopy with the grabber thing.
Yeah, it was a great time, and I am very excited. I need a ride if anybody wants to drive me and my son to Six Flags. Two tickets in it for you. Two tickets. Oh, look at Joey. Look at Joey's back. Joey's back in now, baby boy. Yeah.
You going to get him fast passes?
Well, his chick won't go on any of the rides, so yeah, I'll get Joey a flash pass.
Okay.
Sure, why not? And Dippin' Dots are the best part of going to Six Flags. Dude, I'm such a fat fuck, dude. I weighed myself again. I've been training my ass off for weeks, and I cannot lose weight. My diet has to be perfect. In order to cut weight, my diet has to be absolutely perfect. It's crazy. I had some fucking Dippin' Dots. I gained like 5 pounds. We had one meal.
You ate a Wawa wrap in the morning, and then you had something else. I didn't eat until
that
you left.
That Wawa wrap was, first of all, you know how much of that bread I tore off of that Wawa wrap? It was very, very little wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very little wrap. Stop acting like I fucking was sitting there smashing down bread.
I'm not really watching what you're eating.
I love how you're like, my diet has to be perfect. All I had was a Wawa sandwich and some Dippin' Dots. You know, what's the guy got to do here?
At one point, I came over and he was eating tater tots.
This is not... I thought they were Dippin' Dots.
So then he had to get the
I had a spoonful of tater tots. Like, these are some hot-ass Dippin' Dots, yo. So I finished those. And I was like, that was not Dippin' Dots, were they? Okay, we need Dippin' Dots.
Everybody
now
always does this with the diet thing. They're like, it's crazy, man. My body's just fucked. It just gains weight out of nowhere. One extra large Dippin' Dots, and it's like you would have thought.
It was a fucking just abomination of shitty food all day. Just sodas and fucking.
And then we killed Alex's fries.
Yeah, we did kill Alex's fries. Dylan, if you ever interrupt the show again, you're fired. I tell you all the time. I'll throw to you. I'll throw to you when I want you to interrupt. I'm telling you. I'm sorry to make it awkward for you guys. It seems like he did add to the conversation. It wasn't even a bad comment. It was
it's
true.
Great. Every time I come back here, there's like a new little guy. And Shannon's always here, but there's a new little guy in his seat, and he's just there for you to bully him.
It's fucking yelling at him. But I've told him so many times. It's like, let us fucking have the conversation.
Dude,
just jumping in.
Dude, I'll tell you this. It's contagious. I walked in here the other day, and Derek and Monroe are just tearing him down, just yelling at him.
No, here's what happened. I brought them on my podcast, and they were like, Dylan, you treat Dylan like this? I was like, yeah, fucking dildo head over there, fucking asshole. Yeah. I threw crowns at him.
Well, also, like, Derek and Moreau are coming at him because he looks like the white guy that tries to fit in with the black kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's definitely got one pair of $5,000 sneakers somewhere.
Dude, you know you're that kid.
Derek said to me, that one day I came in, I was just like really busy, and he was like, yo, why are you so down? Why are you so down? And I was like, nah, I'm just busy. And he goes, come on, man, where's that accent? Come on, where's the what's up? Where's that white kid trapped in the body? Come on. And it was the whole thing. But yeah, thanks for that. Because I come in the next show, Derek was on one fucking show of rap, Now I lost control.
He's interrupting your show again.
He went on a rant. It was crazy. It wasn't even like
it was a segment.
It wasn't even like he just named. He said, "What about Alex's fries?" He just fucking took over. Ladies and gentlemen, it's fucking the Dylan Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to fucking.
It's like Steven threw you off King to Ka all over again. We're letting him lie on this whole thing. You know, he still cuts the checks.
Holy shit, Dougie. It's fucking nuts. It's nuts. This kid, he just goes.
He's got no control.
Jules in the chat says, Dylan comes from money. Dylan, do you come from money? No. Oh, he's Jewish. That's right. Dylan's Jewish and from Florida. When people say they're from Florida, I always assume backwoods garbage every single time. But now I'm realizing that
Dylan is from
probably New York expats that moved down, or Jersey or some shit like that, that moved down to Florida. Some fucking Jews that were trying to save some more money on taxes. And then they created this fucking little entitled.
Where are you from? Like Boca Raton?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I got it. Dude, he's got so much money. Yeah. Jewish Boca Raton.
I'm so fucking mad you hit him money.
I knew it, dude. Yeah, you got the little Marty McFly. Like, yeah.
My dad's Israeli, so my dad built up. He was selling belts in Boca Raton at the mall.
Selling belts.
And now he owns, I don't want to say what he does, but he owns like a small security company.
Pedophile ring.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you go from selling belts to running Blackwater?
My dad used to be a limo driver in New York, which I think just means he was a taxi driver. And
you went back a step. I asked you what happened between the belts.
I don't know. He literally, I think he just saved money, and then he had a small office, and then he was just the security guy in Boca. My mom's from Jersey. My mom's kind of trash. That's why I always want to call her on the show. My mom's fucking trash.
I love the idea of Dylan's Jewish dad like spreading anxiety for the first time in Florida. He's like, you need security. He's like, people are coming into your house.
Look, you got it. The blacks moved into New York, and we had to come down here.
Yeah, we came down here. They were everywhere.
I spent years securing people's pants, and now I'm ready to secure your home or business. Dylan, you're fine, but you do. There is a sense of entitlement. Dylan also doesn't understand. Dylan doesn't understand how sales work. So this is what happened yesterday.
Don't fucking interrupt
my show. Shut up. Cut his fucking mic, Shannon.
Go get me a coffee.
Cut his fucking mic and get everyone coffees right now. Everyone. Thank you.
You guys want coffees?
I would love a coffee. Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee. There we go. Coffee's all around. You fucking asshole. Tell your dad that you're getting coffees for Puerto Ricans. How does that feel?
Yeah. That's why we left that hellhole.
Beat you with one of his belts. Good. So, I lost my fucking train of thought. What was I just about to say, Shannon?
Something about him.
Something about Dylan.
Not being a salesman.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hold on, here we go. Where's it at? Oh, I'm trying.
I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
It does.
Yeah.
So Dildo, yesterday I had him meet up with this guy. Actually, shout out to Rue, who's sitting right here watching the show. Rue from the group Nicroforus, NICROPHORUS on Instagram. Go give them a follow real quick. Because this guy, Rue, I've been talking for weeks about how I'm building my at-home gym in my garage in Jersey.
Oh, is that why there's a squat rack unassembled outside?
That's why everything's unassembled outside. I got fucking tons of weights now. My boy, Rue, found a good deal, fucking ended up purchasing all this shit for me and driving it from wherever the fuck he's from. I think it was Kentucky or some shit. He drove all this shit here, so that's why I'm shouting out his stuff. He has a podcast. He was recording some stuff in the studio. We had a nice little fucking, you know, he hooked me up. Rue's the man. Please go support Nicroforus. Download their music. But I had Dylan come in yesterday. I was like, Dylan, I will. Let me explain the way it works. You give the guests first, not me. These are fucking rock stars.
Apparently that was the last cup.
No, you split it three ways. Give him... Split this three ways with my guest.
I want it in a demi-tasse cup because if I'm having that little coffee.
Go split it fucking three ways right now, Dylan.
I'll take it black.
Split it three ways. He did take it black, remember? We talked about that earlier. It's not a roller coaster.
Isn't that him?
No, never mind. That was Ian. All right. So, Dylan, I said to him, I was like, hey, dude, I got this guy coming in to do a rental. I'll just pay you extra to stick around and record him. So he was like, yeah, of course, dude. And then at the end of it, he calls me up. He's like, yeah, dude, so totally cool. He brought all this stuff in. He was like, so I'm going to take an Uber home, though. So if you could just get that. No. He goes, my Uber's 26, so I'll just need that on top of that. And that's that. And I was like, you can't tell me after the fact that I have to buy your Uber. Like, it's just such terrible negotiation skills. Like, if he would have said beforehand, hey, dude, I'll stay, but can you get my Uber home? I would have said, of course, it's not a problem. But because he said it after the fact, I said no.
This is the fast passes all over again.
It's true. Yeah. They don't understand. They do not understand how to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I said, no, Dylan, I'm not going to give you, I'm not going to reward you for being a shit salesman.
Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So... No, it's not a, what trick did you, now you can speak. What trick did you try to use on me? It's not a trick. You don't, good salespeople don't have to trick. Good salespeople make people feel good.
You said on a on an episode recently, the way you do sales is you give a number, an exact number, that's an awkward number, so they know you factored in everything. So I called you, and I said 26.
I understand you use one of the techniques, but you use the technique
it's
wrong.
It's a real ass dude move.
You use the technique wrong beforehand, and you didn't need to do that. You should have just
kill you, man.
You should have just said to me, hey, dude, I can stick around. I just need you to grab my Uber home. Is that okay? And I would have said, cool, no problem, dude.
You mean before or after?
Before.
Yeah, I forgot.
Well, that's what you fucked up. Dude. You can't just throw it in my face afterwards and try to get more money out of me. That's not the way it works.
Dude, Dylan is going to go postal one day. He's just going to come in here and kill you.
I hope he does.
He's going to come in here with a gun. He's like, this is not chill.
Actually, Dylan, speaking of going postal, will you mail this letter for me? I'm dead ass. I'm 100% serious right now. Where's my bag?
Luke,
I need this letter mailed. Can you give me my bag, please? I need this mailed right now.
I was trying to make you seem like a tough guy, like you had an inner darkness.
Who mails the letter?
It's actually my rent check.
It's your rent
check? It's my rent check from last month. I fired my assistant, and now paying my rent has become a whole to-do.
You can blame it on the mail now, though, because nothing's working.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I did.
I love the idea that the fucking management company's three blocks from his house, though.
Is it? Just drop it off.
Because he wants Dylan.
Dylan, this is very important.
There's
the checks.
What the fuck is this?
What do you have a tiny boxing glove?
For Dylan's tiny hands.
Who's sparring today? Go. Don't show that on camera. It's my address. Go mail it now.
Now?
Right now.
There's mailboxes on every block. Just go.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
What do you think?
What a beautiful father-son relationship you two have. He is your sassy teen. He's even got like the hair swoop and the, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to make him into a good producer one day.
Yeah.
This is all, it's like you have to give a little bit of a...
He should be your resident TikToker. He's got the full, you know, the vibe.
He does have a TikTok vibe.
Oh, he's yelling.
Yeah, he does.
Is he mad now?
I think so.
May I just say, he had a hard time using a regular phone the other day, so I don't know that he knows how to mail.
Tell him to stop. Please get him back.
He just didn't know how to mail it.
He said, where do I go?
Yeah.
Can you call him back and tell him to give it to Eric?
Just give it to a homeless person. They know how to use a mailbox.
Yeah. It's going to be a problem. All right. What else is going on here? Barstool covers LOS presidential election. That's true. They didn't use the J though, so fuck them. All right, what is this? The Owl House features Disney's first bisexual character, Luz Nocita, the 14-year-old lead in Disney Channel's animated series The Owl House, has previously shown interest in boys, but has pursued a recurring female character, Amity, in the two most recent episodes. The show is rated for kids age 7 and above, and is the first to have a lead character that is bisexual. Andy Mack became the first show on Disney Channel to have a gay character, while the Pixar short film Out featured a gay main character in its Disney Plus launch, Variety noted. So it's a cartoon.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
It's just the first,
sure.
The first bisexual character.
I mean...
Did you see these Marvel superheroes? They're named like Safe Space.
Yeah.
And
the New Warriors or whatever.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Jesus.
It's Trigger Warning, right?
Yeah.
Was it?
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Snowflake and Safe
Snowflake.
Space.
Yeah, that's what
wait a minute. Who are these?
These the are new, Marvel new superheroes.
Actual Marvel superheroes? Real?
Like in the comics.
It's not a joke.
No. They're like non-binary brother and sister or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know how you phrase that, but.
Yeah. Siblings? I
non-binary siblings?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's I don't know their superpowers, but their whole thing is
she's raised by some fucking dykey Seattle mom. Fucking asshole. Just teaching their kids to fucking like you guys don't have genders. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
Just stop fucking their kids. Let them be kids.
Oh god.
But then also telling them not having a gender is a mutant power is kind of just a dick move.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Can we see them? I would love to see Snowflake.
Yeah, bring that up. That's... Look, they're freaks.
Yeah, there's a bunch. There's a bunch of new ones. So
look at their underdeveloped genitals.
Go back to the top. The new warriors.
They fell into a toxic vat, and now they eat gash.
Let's see.
Do you want to read that or you want to scroll?
So, like, the New Warriors was a book. I remember when I was a kid, they had, like, a black chick on crutches.
This is the first
time. Oh, so this has been, like,
yeah, they do that.
The diversity pick.
Yeah. They had one of these things. I remember in high school or middle school, maybe even elementary school, they had, like, it was, like, a fake comic book. It was sort of like what you're talking about, where it was like a kid on crutches and like a retarded girl and like a blind chick.
You're
and
thinking it was of the like, Burger King thing. The Burger King kids crew had like a kid in a wheelchair.
No, I'm thinking of something they gave out to sort of teach about like equality and diversity when we were like little kids, but it was like a whack ass comic book.
You would not want a retarded girl to have superpowers.
No.
You know what I mean? Like if she had like Cyclops laser beams.
Well, she already has super strength.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Look, I've said this before, and I'll say it again.
She can eat the most marbles or whatever.
She just fucking.
How does this help the X-Men?
You don't need to use sandpaper before you paint because she's eating it all.
Yeah. She's like, oh, is that a web you're slinging? She's like, no, it's Elmer's glue. I was eating it.
Dude, it's superheroes are supposed to be, you know. Extraordinary. That's it. You know, yeah. And they're supposed to
special, you'd even say.
Yeah, they're beyond
retarded even.
They're supposed to be beyond regular people. It's not like supposed to be like, all right, we have people that are less than regular people and now we give them superpowers, so it's like are they less than other superheroes? Like are they like does Superman look at the retarded girl superhero and be like, all right, she's still a fucking retard though. like I understand like she may be better than us by you know, her superpower standards, but she
doesn't get to join the Justice League.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
She's got laser beam eyes, but she can't make change at Burger King.
Right.
She's got cross labor zoom eyes.
Focus on coloring before you go save the world.
Yeah,
right. You know?
Yeah. Who is this?
There they are.
Yeah. Safe Space and Snowflake. Okay, so they're both.
They're twins.
The psychic twins. All twins are psychic, but we're psychic-er, Snowflake. Oh my God.
You know, like having a non-binary or whatever character is fine, but it's when they're trying to stir up controversy so that people talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're trying to piss people off. It's weird, like, to call them that.
It's just, I think true. There's, all right, I guess sexuality is very different than gender, obviously. We're beyond that. Fine. Okay, I get that.
Yeah, we're all on board.
But it's like, with the character who's now bisexual, who's pursuing, like, another chick and a guy, I just feel like, do we need to represent bisexual chicks? That's just not like, I don't know, they're not real. You're just like,
well, every chick is every bisexual.
Yeah, up until they're 21. Yeah, right. It's just
that's
like,
the new young white chick thing. It's like, I'm bisexual.
Yeah, I'm queer. Like, yeah, because you fingered somebody in college.
Yeah, white chicks don't get to claim queer. I'm sorry. That's I'm sorry. Not until you're married with a fucking lesbian, an ugly lesbian, mind you. If you're married to an ugly lesbian, fine, I'll let a white chick claim queer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that just sexuality in general. It's like when they started calling Dumbledore gay in Harry Potter. It's like, I don't really care who Dumbledore's fucking. I don't care who Snape's fucking. I don't care who Professor McGonagall's fucking. I don't care if they're all fucking each other late at night in Hogwarts when nobody's watching. It's just, it should be left out of the story. Yeah, it's not really.
Nobody's thinking about
it. No, I kind of care,
they're
though.
Like, SpongeBob's gay. I was never like, is SpongeBob getting pussy? Like, I was never a
waste of all those holes.
Yeah, I agree. It becomes just sort of this, it's just virtue signaling by all of these networks,
it's
channels.
It's marketing.
Yeah, you know? That's what it
you
is.
You tune in.
And I feel slighted when it happens. I'm like, I know what you're fucking doing, dude.
Right,
yeah, I've got
exactly.
a problem. Who cares? Gay people are fucking out there, fucking each other. Good for them. Have fun. Fuck, right? I don't care. But it comes down to, it's my kids' cartoons. He doesn't like if they were showing even right now. Okay, I'm not
so
being
like
a hypocrite
if
here.
Pepe Le Pew goes to prison and rapes a dude. Is that okay?
Yes, completely.
Okay, sorry.
But my kid right now, if there is a movie that's over sexualizing, you know, two straight people, like even we watch Batman Forever with like the kiss between Nicole Kidman and Val Kilmer, it's pretty graphic. it's kind of weird. Like the kiss itself, like their open mouth tongue, like you see the tongue. And I remember just thinking, like, it's a little weird. My son shouldn't be looking at tongue kissing technique while watching his movie.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh,
he should be watching your movie.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But you made, like, that training video for him.
It's, I just think it's like, I think we're just sort of, I don't know. I don't think 7-year-old kids need to be really considering sexuality or if people are bisexual, no, straight, gay, whatever else it is.
Yeah. It's also so easy to do if you're like the head of Nickelodeon, like retroactively, like 20 years later, be like, dude, you know, if just get the heat off us. Let's make SpongeBob gay.
Of course.
Let's just tweet that SpongeBob is gay.
Yeah, it's super easy.
We don't have to
rewrite
any of the shows.
Yeah, the Vulture writers will leave us alone for another 3 months.
Yeah.
They'll buy some time.
And look, and I understand the argument as well that you want to have representation. So you have a little gay kid. Here's the thing, okay? You have a little gay kid who never ever sees that being represented in mainstream media. I understand that is something that can be addressed. And you know, they just had that one. There was a gay character in.
Isn't Steven Universe gay?
I don't know.
It's more about like
gay people really like that.
It's more about like the press releases and shit. You know what I mean? Like the articles that are written about it. Because then it's just like, oh, it's a marketing stunt. You know, you're not trying to represent people.
Right, of course.
You're trying to get eyes on whatever your thing
is. Well, I sort of like the way they did it in, what was the fucking movie I just watched about the half dad who was invisible? The new Disney movie.
Onward?
Onward, yeah. There was a gay character, and it was just sort of an aside, right?
Yeah, like, that's the best way to do it.
It was like, she was
gay in Onward?
One of the police fucking horse things. She was like, I gotta go, my wife's gonna kill me, and it was a woman who said it.
But that also leaves it for you to explain to your kid, because they were going to ask a question.
It was just
about
sort
that.
Of like,
so
it was a non, it wasn't a big fucking deal. It was, if you're going to look for just sort of representation, it wasn't like all the bells and whistles. Yeah, that chick right there.
Now I'm picturing gay centaur sex.
How just fucking. That?
They do.
Scissoring? How do centaurs scissor?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, well, I guess you got that horn.
They got the harness that killed, what was that queen back in the day? Catherine the Great? Didn't she get fucked to death by a horse?
What?
I don't know.
Is that true?
I know they used to.
That's the thing they used to say about her. I don't know.
Didn't they used to like tie people's limbs to horses and have them walking opposite directions?
Drawn and quartered?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? This is what drawn and quartered is?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
That must have been crazy to watch.
Yeah. That's way better than a hanging. Like, if you could choose one, what? You got the horse.
Roller coaster suicide?
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
How fun were those?
That was old school roller coaster suicide, by the way. Yeah. Being drawn and quartered, you're like, that was the most fun way back in the 1600s, the way you could die.
Right.
They just throw you off a Ferris wheel, the 1920s World Fair.
Yeah. I guess, you know, good for them. Good for that little lesbian.
Do you want to see one more new character from Marvel?
Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
Trailblazer.
See, she's fat, Lewis. That makes it
what
inclusive.
What is the...
She has a magic backpack that opens up a different portal.
It fits her.
Yeah, it's just
that's why it's magic.
Unlimited Twinkies. It's like fucking.
It helps her save on snacks at the movies.
It's like Mary Poppins bag, except it's just snacks.
Yeah. Is she a lesbian?
No, she's a foster kid.
No, lesbians.
Is that an orientation? Foster kid.
Lesbians do not like fat chicks.
No,
it's true. Yeah, I mean, good for that. It's just, it's so...
I had a theory about the Marvel diversity things. Like, when, you know, when they turn, like, Wolverine into a chick for 6 months, and then they go, like, it's just because people that don't read the comics watch the movies, but they see those articles, and now they could swap out the actors. They get diversity points, but they could swap out the actors, because now
easily.
People know what happened in the comic
book. They did that with the new Spider-Man, right? So the new Spider-Man, the bully... is
an Indian dude.
Like a fucking nerdy Indian kid.
Right, yeah.
Like, are you fucking crazy?
It was fine that he was Indian, but you're right, he was nerdy as hell.
He was a dweeb.
Yeah.
Like, he was fucking cyberbullying him, or like, it was whatever the new age version of bully is.
Right, yeah.
It's like, no.
Well, he was like a rich kid, right? That was the whole deal. Is like,
yeah,
he was
maybe. He was just, it just made no sense. It made, when you're looking at you wanted it to be, what's the character's name?
Flash Thompson.
Flash, yeah. And
he's like a jacked dude.
Should be a jacked fucking white guy.
They kept the white quarterback name. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why would you make that an Indian dude?
Yeah.
Oh, he was named after a flash drive. Thank you. Thank you, guys. You know what? I'll be here all
USB
day.
Patel.
Rattlesnake. Yeah, but that whole diversity, it's just so inclusive. Spider-Man in particular, which is fine. Like, I think it's kind of cool, actually, that they are showing brown people in... I mean, if you look at the comic book Spider-Man, it's just all white people across the board, right? So they made Mary Jane a fucking Puerto Rican chick and the fucking...
I'm going to throw this out there. Not a single good black supervillain. Name one.
No.
There's none. That's where we need the diversity. Yeah, that's...
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
fucking Muslim.
Idiot Bean.
Barack Obama is the best black supervillain. Oh shit. I don't really know. I mean, is there honestly? I think Black Panther sucks as a superhero. The fact that they only got like they could have also given a better black. A big black superhero. Is there any...
Miles Morales is cool. Like in the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, that cartoon animated. Is fucking dope. Yeah. Right? That cartoon is awesome. And it's cool. Look, my son's a little brown kid. The fact that he gets to grow up and like see like a brown superhero. Miles Morales in that Spider-Man movie was the first time that it became sort of like really apparent that like that was sort of valuable, right? That my son, he definitely looks different than his mom. He looks Hispanic. My son's only a quarter Puerto Rican, but he really looks brown. He's as brown as I am. And to see, you know, somebody that looks closer to him represented, there is value there. And I do understand it. I just, once again, I think that they nailed it. They really nailed it in a way that was genuine and not forced.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like, oh, this is a big diversity play. It was like, no, first of all, Miles Morales was a character that's existed for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a really great, maybe if debatably the best Marvel movie that exists, but without a doubt, in my opinion, the best Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it was a great that cartoon was awesome.
And it was sort of an aside. They didn't force it down your throat. It seemed genuine. He was from New York. It felt like, you know, so I think that there's a way to do it without, you know, forcing it down people's throats where you're just doing it for the sake of doing it. It mm-hmm. feels very disingenuous a lot of the time. So
yeah.
Really quick, guys, let's thank Yo Kratom, who is sponsoring not only this show, but Skankfest Marquee Sponsorship, sponsoring my entire fight camp. Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over 21 years old, if you guys are in the market for Kratom, get it from Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com is the website. They already have the cheapest rates you could find. $60 for a kilo of Kratom. It just can't be found anywhere else. Shannon swears by Yo Kratom. Shannon, how much do you love Yo Kratom?
It's my favorite brand.
Exactly, guys. Go to YoKratom.com. Support them as they support us and enjoy yourself. All right, where were we? Yeah, let's see. What else is going on? Amber Heard criticized for wearing a shirt showing her nipples while visiting a mosque. Okay, let's see the pics. Why not? I do enjoy some Amber Heard. That's it. You can't even see her nipples.
You can barely see her nipples.
You can barely see her nipples.
No, you can't see them at all. Where are nipples in this? Those are nipples?
Yeah.
She's got cross-eyed nipples.
Is she Muslim now?
No, she was visiting Istanbul, and she visited a mosque.
Oh. Hmm. Huh. And who criticized her?
Just people on the internet were complaining that she was going to a sacred place and not being covered up. But she's covered up.
I mean, that's pretty goddamn covered up.
Yeah, yeah. She's not wearing a bra.
Yeah. Okay.
She could have buttoned that shirt, though. It clearly has buttons.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't think it's very cold.
Whatever happened, what's the end result with her and the Johnny Depp trial?
Let me check.
That shit's hilarious.
Dude. She went to jail. She converted to Islam in jail.
Yeah. Dude, if she thinks he beat her ass, wait till she meets a Muslim dude.
Yeah.
Seriously. That trial's hilarious, though. They're throwing, like, crystal, you know, wine bottles at each other, and, like, he's pissed off because she stole his, you know, diamond bangles and shit. Yeah. Like, the transcripts from the trial are awesome, you know? She makes fun of his scarves, so he flies into a rage.
Yeah. Well, and he killed her Siamese cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her hairless, hairless cat.
Yeah. It says that no verdict is expected until September.
She starved my giraffe to death.
And you stopped feeding the piranhas.
Yeah, they're awesome, dude. There's no verdict yet?
No, September is when they're expecting.
Hell yeah, dude.
She's a real psycho, right?
Yeah, I like it, though. That's my kind of woman. It's a fucking psycho crazy bitch. She's going to burn all your shit. Fuck yeah. I like her. She's fucking sexy. So, good for her. What happened with, I guess, Chris D'Elia? He is being removed from the Army of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. Tig Notaro is replacing him.
But was it already shot, and they're going to... in post know. Put her in? Is that what it is?
Good question.
I mean, how funny is that? They're like, who looks closest to Chris D'Elia? Yeah. Tignataro.
We need somebody a little more manly in this role. You know what? D'Elia played it a little bit, a little light. We wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, they're reshooting it, so it was already shot.
They're reshooting the whole movie.
Yeah. Or, yeah, Chris D'Elia's parts.
Or just his parts. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's, once again, another just play for publicity.
But it's like, he already got paid for that. Why do they care? Like, why do they need to reshoot that?
Because, well, nobody will watch it.
But that's, I think they'll watch it. I think people would still watch it. I don't think... Here's the funny part.
Army of the Dead, who's the target audience to that? Nobody who gives a fuck about Chris
D'Elia. Nobody gives a fuck. Even like, people who give a fuck don't really give a fuck about what Chris D'Elia did.
Like Evil Dead? Like a sequel to Evil Dead?
I think so.
Oh, that might be, because that's got like the dork. They need.
Well, wasn't the third Evil Dead called... Oh, that's Army of Darkness. Darkness.
Yeah. I figured it was Night of the Living Dead.
Okay.
And I feel like those remakes were all just like, they were popcorn movies. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
It says it's supposed to be the spiritual sequel to Snyder's 2004 hit Dawn of the Dead, Army of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Zombie movie. Okay. So they give it to Tignataro. Now, what they're doing there is they're giving it to a chick that is notoriously woke, notoriously, you know, pro-gay and feminist rights. And they're just doing it because they had D'Elia, and they go, all right, well, let's maximize this opportunity. Not only are we going to reshoot the scenes, but we're going to do it with somebody who is like the opposite of a comedian who is out there assaulting young woman right. or young women, right?
Lewis.
Yeah, the opposite of Lewis J. Gomez. But am I crazy now, or did D'Elia sort of, I don't want to say cleared his name, but the smoke cleared on that guy, and what was the thing, right?
Did he's like texting... What, underage girls trying to fuck him, right?
But I don't, I think he sort of cleared his name on that. Did he? Didn't we find out that he didn't actually text any underage girls?
Yeah, that whole thing was bizarre because it was like a lot of women coming forward and being like, I felt taken advantage of. I'm 25 years old.
Dude,
and it's like, crazy, what the fuck?
The one was like, he invited me over. I was 22, but I looked young, and he invited me to a hotel. I waited for him in the bar. Then he told me to come up to the room. I told him I didn't want to, and then he went to sleep.
And, I used his tab to run up a bunch of drinks. That was part of the story, too.
Thief. I mean,
and it's like, he's the asshole. It's why?
Well, I think the smoke cleared on D'Elia, and it just became, you know, 10th page news. Nobody really gave a shit that he sort of was like, well, hold on, time out. Like, I didn't actually do anything wrong here.
No.
I was guilty of being a hornball.
Right.
I was guilty of being like what most guys are but don't want to admit. Attracted to young 21, 20-year-old girls who are fucking hot. Most guys are attracted to the girls in that age bracket. Most guys don't go for girls in that age bracket.
Yeah, that's you can say you're disgusted by his behavior or you find it like repulsive or whatever, but like the illegal stuff, unless there are examples that I'm not aware of, I don't think
there are. That's the fucked up part where it's like, I think he came out, what all the evidence that was out there, and maybe I'm wrong about this. If anybody wants to tell me that I'm wrong, by all means... It seems like
is he just not rich enough to have a Wrangler?
Oh,
like,
he's rich.
Leo's got to have a Wrangler, right?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. It's like, what about guys like Leonardo DiCaprio, who like they just notoriously date 18, 19-year-old models?
Yeah. You got to sign like a waiver or some shit.
I don't understand why certain people get a pass in the hip hop community. You see it regularly. Like Drake was dating like a 17-year-old girl, a model. Like
really?
Yeah, dude. These guys get passes regularly.
Well, rappers can kind of do whatever they want. I mean,
yeah. It's a weird. Well, R. Kelly for years
white
got
people,
away with all that.
Because white people only give a shit about this. People in the hood, black people, Puerto Rican people, are like, what, a 19-year-old girl fucked a 30-year-old? Who gives a shit? That's welcome to life, right?
I had six kids.
White people
I was 19.
Only give a shit about this, and white people don't want to call out brown behavior. White people don't want to say what's his name who beat the shit out of Rihanna?
Doggy,
he beat the shit out of Rihanna. It's not a debate. This is fucking known. He fucked her up. Dude, he's still doing late night. He's going and fucking shaking hands with celebrities. It is crazy that white people are so afraid to look racist that they will let black people get away with. I mean, 10 times what Chris Brown is 10 times worse than what Louis C.K. did.
Yeah.
I mean, 100 times, infinitely worse. There's not even in the same fucking ballpark. You can't even have a conversation. Like, what are we talking about? This guy beat the fucking shit out of this girl. Beat the fuck out of her. Versus Louis, who jerked off in front of some chicks after he asked them and abused his power.
I don't think that many people give a fuck about the Louis thing or ever.
Well, now what's fucked up is Louis is a victim of the time. Because if Louis would have happened now, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
If that shit would have come out now, he just was the first big comedian to go down for that shit.
Well, part of it, too, like, did you guys watch the Michael Jordan documentary?
Yeah, I have like two left.
But yeah, part of it is like, I think people get to a certain level and everybody's like, we're done worshiping you. You know what I mean? We want to take you down now.
Yeah.
We want to get joy in watching you be destroyed. And I think that's kind of what happened with Louis as well. You know, he was the king of the world as far as comedy was concerned. Mm-hmm. And some people wanted that spot.
Yeah.
I also think the people that call people out and try to cancel people wanted Louis' career.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They specifically wanted Louis' career.
If you can get rid of funny people, non-funny people take those places, you know what I mean? Mm.
It's
I mean, I'm sure fucking Eddie Griffin's done some creepy shit, but none of these like woke writers want to be on Vlad TV.
Yeah, but if you think about the music industry, I mean, we just watched the Motley Crue movie, right? Where they glorified that. Like, that whole movie was Motley Crue glorifying just underage sex, drunk chicks, fucking, you know, groupies, cheating on their fucking chicks. Tommy Lee, I mean, they really underplayed it, like, where he hit his chick in that one scene. But it's like Tommy Lee would regularly just box his girlfriends up, just like, and be like, ah! It was fucking great. Like, nobody cared.
Dr. Dre, you know?
Yeah, all these guys.
Fucked up his first wife, right?
All these guys, dude. And I'm sure that they have fucking, you know, like, stories for fucking days. It's just sort of weird.
Dude, Mike Tyson has a cartoon.
I know.
He had 80 felonies before he was a boxer.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, and then he served time for rape. And then he also said that the best punch he ever landed was against his wife.
Jesus Christ.
And he maintains that. Yeah. And he has a cartoon.
Is that in the cartoon?
You know, I love Mike Tyson.
Real ass dude of the week?
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
You're gonna have Louis host Shark Week next month?
Maybe.
I love that the cartoon is like, now that everything's woke, it's like Mike Tyson beating the shit out of a trans cartoon character.
Yeah. Dude,
it's inclusive.
The standard, I don't know why comedians are held to a different standard than sort of everyone else in Hollywood.
Because some people are humorless and they don't.
Because the writers that write the articles are open mic comedians.
That's it.
Yeah, that
might be true. They're open mic comedians. They're not open mic rappers. Young Blueberry Sky on SoundCloud isn't writing for fucking Vox. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. It is an interesting point, right? Because stand-up comedy weirdly always pops up throughout pop culture. Like, you'll see TV shows and like they're in a comedy club for some reason. And you're like, why is this? And then you realize like there's like two staff writers that are comedians and they're still like fucking for some reason incorporating. Nobody cares about stand-up comedy at all. Like, it's not a part of like any culture or anything, but it's the easiest barrier of entry for any form of entertainment. You can go from being not a comedian to being a comedian day one, day two. Simple as that.
Also,
right?
You can call yourself a comedian and not do anything.
You don't have to do anything.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's so many people who tried to do comedy for a long time, failed, and they still want those likes because they don't really give a shit about, you know, entertaining people. They just want to be the center of attention. So they find this other way to get followers and likes and shit by calling other people out. There's a few Twitter accounts that's like, that's all they do. And these are people that are comedians in New York. There's not a single joke on the timeline. What?
That kid Brian Yang, you saw him get.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that? He was one of the ones that called out Shane like the hardest and got him canceled. Then he finally went after that chick Megan Amram, who's like a big Twitter comedian, who's like one of his best friends. He literally was like, she helped me through in the hospital when I got COVID. Like, my mom died and she helped me. Some crazy story about how like this person's a wonderful person. He's like, but she tweeted that Asian people are retarded in 2011, so I can't stand for this. And he like cancels his good friend, and then everyone goes back and finds out that the guy's like a creep and like made all these awful jokes and shit.
I don't even know who he is.
Years ago, nobody would. But years ago, his whole personality was just saying the most fucked up shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, what was it?
We all, because everyone.
Trayvon Farton was one of his tweets.
Yeah. Everyone in the beginning.
Pretty solid.
I'm not saying it's not funny. But, like, he was claiming this kind of behavior is awful. Yeah, and here he is engaging in
it. Well, the thing, years. Like, we all. Nobody realized where we would be, so we got Twitter, and we're like, oh, we could just try out dumb puns and stupid things and say racist things and say sexist things, because it's just sort of a little notebook to jot down these joke ideas. And a lot of people just made those fucking mistakes without realizing where it was going. I realized where it was going. I never really tweeted anything. What's kind of funny, like, I don't really tweet super provocative stuff. Like, I'll argue with people left and right. But I just saw the writing was on the wall that this was a public forum. And I was like, well, my brand of humor, I do really fucked up humor. I want to be justified in that. Because if you come and find my shit, you have pursued it. You've looked for it. I'm mm-hmm. not putting it out there for you. I don't say crazy shit on Twitter. If I go on Jim and Sam like it was on this morning, I'm not making the same type of fucked up jokes that I'm making on a show like this or Legion of Skanks. It's a different platform. You know. So when I'm a guest somewhere else or if I'm doing something publicly, if I'm doing stand-up comedy where not everybody in the crowd is my fan, I consider that. It's not like – but with something like Legion of Skanks, the reason I think we haven't gotten in trouble and the reason we take it as far as we take it is because we have labeled it the most offensive podcast on earth. People know exactly what it is. Do you remember that movie, The Aristocrats?
Mm-hmm.
Remember a big comedy movie back in the day? I compare Legion of Skanks to The Aristocrats, which is like when people come on our show, and we've had very famous people on our show that shouldn't be doing our show, like Che and Sal Volcano and fucking Mickey Gall and guys who have like careers with like attached to Disney and fucking, you know. But they come in, they're playing a game where they're trying to be offensive. And they're trying to do the Aristocrats joke in real time for 2 hours with us. And we're trying to say the things that are most provocative and most fucked up. And I think because we are unapologetic about it and we're not pretending to be these woke whatever in other areas of our life, I think we've been able to sort of – it's not even under the radar. I mean, we were on fucking page six this week. It's like I don't realize like it's – what the fuck would page six give a fuck about Big J. Okerson and his co-host getting into a fucking argument with some guy at a fucking – argument getting into an altercation with some guy in Pennsylvania so the show itself
there's not a lot going on. Everybody's inside.
Yeah,
you guys are outside getting into fist fights and everybody else is in quarantine. Like
attacked.
It's a slow news
also like what also like the stuff that you guys have and the way you guys make your money, they can't take it away from you. Like what are they gonna start fucking, are these writers gonna like hit up your CBD sponsors?
They try. I mean they do try. Yeah? I mean but the reality is like we've built a really strong network of comedians.
We've built a lot of really strong hard cocks thanks to Blue Chew, guys.
Hell yeah. But yeah, I mean, look, it is easier when you don't have a boss, quote unquote, and I probably will never have a boss again, you know.
Ralph Sutton.
Besides Ralph.
There is a way to do it. You just power through. Somebody tries to cancel you or whatever the fuck comes at you, you just keep going, you know? You just keep saying your crazy shit.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
Kevin,
Trump does, you know?
No,
he's Teflon.
Kevin Hart just kind of was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did it too. Well, he apologized, but
he apologized the right way, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was different. He said, "No, I'm not going to fucking host the Emmys or whatever it was. I'm not going to host them." And it was like, "All right," and I'll talk about it. And it was like, "I've grown as a person. I wouldn't make that joke now." I understand saying that.
Look, if you mean it, say it.
Yeah.
But the problem is, so many people say it and they don't mean it, and everybody that goes after him is like, "Now we got him to apologize." That's an admission of guilt. Mm-hmm. So now we're just going to double team them.
Well,
pile on.
Stern did it great as well. The way Stern said, "Hey, look, I'm not apologizing.
Yeah.
You know, looking back, would I maybe make these jokes now? I don't think so. But this is all part of what I was trying to do. It's why you know who I am today." Yeah, there's the good and the bad. Is you know, it all comes with good and bad, right? So I think of this all the time. You know, we lose opportunities regularly, especially if you do things like, you know, Legion of Skanks, or even like Roast Battle is a great example, right? So we Roast Masters, there was one comedian who I won't say his name. He lost a massive opportunity on Roast Masters because of just dumb roast jokes. It wasn't like it didn't go viral as like, oh, my God, this guy fucking like said some crazy shit, right? It wasn't like
I
it went.
This,
it's a guy who we're friends with, like a cool guy. But was offered a TV show on Amazon Prime or one of these things, was going to be like life-changing money for you know a young comic, like a legitimate real paycheck, was going to be on a show. And when they did their research on him, they pulled up these tapes where he was saying these awful things about another kid's dead mom or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even like he...
That's not even racist.
It wasn't even like he got...
It was racist, too.
It was, sure, it was very racist. He's actually racist, to be honest. But... It wasn't like it was like a thing that went viral and he got canceled for it and then he lost a TV show. It was just producers saying, we are preemptively going to not give you this opportunity because you've said these words and we are worried about that. Now, that right there happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
There are teams of people now, and this is for years. I remember when I first met with my agency, they were combing through my stuff. And this is fucking years ago. And they were combing, they had an assistant combing through my stuff just to see the provocative shit I've said, just to make sure it wasn't a bad bet. So you better fucking believe every network, every TV show, every single, they're combing through everything that we do, and there's the amount of opportunities that I have missed because of the shit that I've said, I'm sure are endless, but I also wouldn't have the opportunities that I've had if I hadn't done things my way.
Yeah.
And when I was trying to be something else, it wasn't working at all. And now this is working a little bit. And I think that, you know, I can't be focused on the things that I don't have.
Well, that's how we end up with like lip syncers as our comedy stars now, because they have spotless records, you know? Mm-hmm. So that means that like all the alternative shit like this and other stuff you do is going to be the cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And people are just going to have to seek it out. And then the mainstream bubblegum, whatever the fuck, will always suck. And that's fine. You know?
Yeah, whatever. Just gotta come when the smoke clears, we're going to be fucking punk rock, and we're going to be, you know, that's the reality. You know,
hell yeah, dead of a heroin overdose.
Probably. I probably won't never be a household name. I'll probably won't get too many more opportunities on television, but I think that I will end up in a better position than a lot of my peers because of just doing my own thing. I hope so anyway. Yeah, all right, look,
freedom at least.
And I mean, it's so nice that this is the way you make your money instead of writing for W. Kamau Bell.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like imagine being in that writer's
room. W. Kamau Bell doing his opening thing, just calling himself the N word. Like, how is that even possible? Who wrote this? Who wrote this?
You're all soft shoeing in this monologue.
He's got a bone in his nose.
Fucking what? You guys don't like this? All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one up. I gotta wrap it up a little bit early. I got a meeting right after this, and I gotta get out to Brooklyn to do a little bit of training today. I want to thank my guests, Ian Hunt, Luke Tuma, Chris from Brooklyn. Go support all of the shit that these guys do, and we'll be back on Wednesday with another edition of your favorite podcast, your last podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.